Last time on The X Factor. In a shocking twist, Reed to Me has made his X Factor exit at the hands of Dylan Collins.
And I'm going to save Sober Sober.
That's right. Dylan Collins stabbed his own team member in the back with the X Factor knife of betrayal.
And I'm going to save Sober Sober.
Now, the contestants fight for their place in the finale. It's time to face the music!
Welcome back, everyone, to a new round of The X Factor. Last week, we were all shocked when Dylan lost another team member, bringing his count down to one. We all said goodbye to Reed to Me. So sad. This week, there are only four contestants left, the final four, and each of them will be fighting for a spot in the finale. Tonight, it is going to be different. They are singing two songs, not one, but two songs. One song from a big band and another song from X Factor UK version, any song that was on there. Doesn't matter. If it's on X Factor, it's good. Be sure to vote this week because last week it was very close. I counted the votes, so I personally know how close it was. You guys need a vote, vote, vote. So the judges tonight, we have
Dylan Collins, Princess Clary, Autumn.
The lovely Autumn.
Hey, y'all.
And Princess Clary.
Yo, 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 what's up?
And Dylan Collins.
Leave me alone.
Oh, cheer
Dylan,
up, dude.
Dylan, you sound sad. What are... How do you feel about the cut last week? You don't sound too happy about it.
I don't feel good about it. I feel like I stabbed one of my Jews in the back.
That's exactly but I felt like, what you did.
I felt like I was
Isn't
making
that
the
funny?
Right choice.
That's what happened to Jesus.
What?
That's what happened to Jesus. The Jews stabbed him in the back. And he was a Jew.
This is not the place to get... This is not the place to get theological.
His team.
I'm in no mood for this. Reed, I'm sorry. Maybe I made the wrong choice. I apologize. I was trying to do what was best.
Too late now.
But it didn't dawn on me at the time.
You crucified him. You crucified him.
There's still another elimination between now and the finale. I could have made the decision then. I apologize. Shut up, Autumn.
You heard it here on X Factor. Dylan apologizing. They're very rare. Oh. I'm actually surprised. I've only heard Dylan apologize like twice in my life. This is one of them.
I've never heard him apologize, ever.
So, Clary, now you've heard him once. Clary, both of your contestants, both of your two remaining contestants were in the bottom three last week. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel very sad because I think one of them didn't deserve to be there. it's true. Farrah did have a really bad week last week, so I do think that kind of did deserve
and you still
to be.
Voted for him to stay.
Of course I did, because he's my team.
Over Silver Soldier,
I know what being part of a team means, unlike some people.
Over Silver Soulbird.
Because I knew that Autumn would vote. I knew that Autumn... I was tactical voting.
Why is Autumn so simple and predictable?
I don't care what you think.
I'm just... I am.
Anyways, he did have a really bad week, but he's going to step it up this week and prove that he does deserve to be here. They both do, because they're both really, really good, and not enough people vote for them, because they're
blah,
all
blah,
silly.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, shut up.
He better. Autumn is all happy. Autumn's sitting there on her high throne like, I have my contestant. She's always safe. We're really cool. How does that make you feel, Autumn?
Pretty good. Pretty freaking good. Just saying. I just think I've taken a big step forward.
Blackjack.
What? Did you hear these guys? All they ever do is make fun of me.
Autumn.
So, in your face.
I don't make fun of you.
Claire has two contestants left, so they both better be good this week or we will descend upon them like hyenas.
Well, Aria is going to be good this week, and that's all I'm going to say.
I'm talking about Claire's contestants.
Well, I'm talking about my star contestant.
You can't, like, be horrible to Silver Soulbed and Fairy just because I have two contestants and you only have one.
Oh, watch me.
My one contestant.
Speaking
is
of
all
the
three
contestants, let's get on to the contestants. We'll start with Clary, since she does have two contestants. We'll start with Clary's first contestant, Pharaoh.
Yes, coming back from the depths of despair, it's Pharaoh.
Okay.
Pharaoh.
When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with ease. When we dance, you have a way with me, stay with me, sway with me. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I grow weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me sway as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I grow weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me sway as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with me. When we dance, you have a way with me, stay. Sway with me. When marimbas start to play, hold me close, make me sway. Like an ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with ease. When we dance, you have a way with me. Me sway with me.
And with the first big band song of the night, that was Pharaoh. He's got that tango. That's what I wrote down. But my critiques don't matter. Clary, what did you think?
I think that Pharaoh is back with a bang. I think he's much better than he was last week. I think this was really good. Back to his good self, and it got much better as it went along. I really loved the big notes at the end, and I think this was really sexy. It was really nice. Really sexy. The way he says dance.
You know what's not sexy?
When you do this.
It's well sexy.
That's the opposite of sexy. My penis just inverted.
Yeah. I don't care about your penis.
That's so disgusting.
Autumn, was this sexy to you? Were you feeling the love? How'd you like it?
It was okay. sorry. I liked it. I mean, I didn't think it was that bad. I thought it was really throaty sounding. I thought it was really harsh. I thought that even though the lower parts were quieter, that they could have been more intense, but they needed to be a lot more supported, because I feel like you weren't able to make them as intense because you were singing in your throat and not supporting very well. But I did like the ending, so.
Mm-hmm. And Dylan, did this song, are you threatened by this song? Did it bring what you were looking for in Pharaoh this week?
My heterosexuality is a little threatened. There's two things you compare the performances to your past performances, Britney Spears, or to the other performances tonight. We haven't heard anybody tonight, and the last thing you do is Britney Spears, so it's a win on both counts. One of the things people frequently say to me is, you're an ass to Pharaoh on the show, and you stabbed your teammate in the back. Why? But he won Sing It Season 3, so clearly I don't hate him that much. And one of the songs he won with was this song. This is a different version. I can hear this, but I like you on the song a lot. The only thing is, you started to build on Lazy Ocean Hugs the Shore, and then you drop back down, and I wanted it to just build and build and build like a beautiful flower reaching for the sun that doesn't wilt.
That flower that like bends in the breeze? A flower that bends in the breeze.
I don't get this reference that you're doing.
You said like reaches like a flower bending in the breeze.
I don't speak British.
Oh, it's in the song.
Oh, we just heard this. We just heard that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. My God, you're thick.
So you heard it, Pharaoh. Dylan thinks you're a flower. Next contestant's going to be from Autumn tonight. Autumn, who's going to be your first contestant? Choose wisely, Autumn.
It's Aria. So, it's her.
Go, Aria.
Aria.
The wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right, it's all right with me. Attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're
And you guys are so mean to me. And that was Aria looking super sexy in her mink coat. Oh yeah, and Jazzy, I loved it. Autumn, how did you like Aria's performance?
I really liked it. I really liked it. Yay! I sent Aria the song, and you know, I was like, "Hey, I think you should really do this song. Like, I really like it, and I think you'll sound good on it." Da da da. And then she was like, but then it was kind of last minute, and so I was like, "Well, but if you know something else, you know, you can do something else." She's like, "I love this song. I need to do it." And so I was like, "Yay! I love it too." A couple things. I did think that it sounded really far back in your head. I felt like you could have brought it forward just a little bit. It worked for some of it, but then a couple of times it got so far back there that we lost some of the words. Like on the, don't you have someone that you want to forget too? On those parts, it was just like we lost you a little bit, like you were swallowing it a little bit. And you had a little bit of trouble with the diphthongs. It sounded like to me tonight, which is weird because it's not really you. I don't know if maybe it's just because you're sick and you're just like in a hurry, but just trying to get done. But it was mostly like on words like face, where you were singing face and like going to the E, and it was really spread. But other than that, I really liked this. I thought you did a really good job building it.
Mm-hmm. Dylan, did you like? I really love this. I don't know if my vote counts. What do you think, Dylan?
Your vote means absolutely nothing. It means a little more than Copper's vote. Aria, you are the white Frank
Sinatra.
That's good.
I'll take it.
You are the white Frank Sinatra, and I love you, Aria. I thought you were great on this song.
Okay. Short, sweet, bam. Clary, your opinion?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I've got other songs that I think I preferred you on more because I think it was very samey in the beginning. Like, it just sort of, like, was a bit repetitive and, like, I wasn't really feeling it. But then when you built up towards the end, that's the bit I was waiting for. That's the bit I was waiting for. I was like, come on, build up. Come on, come on. And it did. And I was like, woo. So, yeah, I liked it.
Good. We got three big thumbs up from the judges. Great job, Aria.
I meant Portuguese Frank Sinatra.
Dylan's first and the last, Dylan's first contestant for the big bands.
Dylan's only contestant.
This is first and last contestant. I'm the only one that has multiple contestants.
Me.
Up next is the only member of the Reed family that I have not stabbed in the back. It is Miriam.
Miriam.
Far. It's no matter, darling, where
Okay, and that was the Shirley Temple of this day and age, Miriam. What did you think, Dylan?
Thing about Miriam, she had a like crazy fever this week, like in the like 104 or 105 or something. And she's still recorded two songs, one of which, this genre, she's not that familiar with, and I thought she did a great job, all things considered. All things not considered, I also think she did much better than last week. I thought you did a great job. Great job.
Miriam was epic. Do you agree? Who's next? Do you agree, Clary?
No. Sorry. I thought it was okay. I think that this kind of, this takes me back to the early days of your performances where I just kind of, you just came across a little harsh sounding and a little shouty. I wasn't a big fan of this, I'm afraid. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I think it worked for the song.
Uh-oh, dun-dun-dun.
I'm not going to argue with you.
The line is drawn. Where do you
stand? I am going to argue with you. It did not work for this song at all. These songs, like these old kind of 50s songs, they just, the voice type that's needed to sing, and it's not, forget that I said that. I said voice type. That's not what I meant at all. The style, stylistic choice. At least that I would have used, would have been to put a lot warmer tone to it.
Like softer. Mm,
yeah, it needed to sound a lot warmer and a lot, sweeter, dolce, a lot more sweet sounding. I mean, it was a little shouty, and it was a little strange sounding, and I know that, that's funny, because when I'm sick, I can't even strain my voice that hard because, like, it just hurts. So I hope you didn't hurt yourself while you were recording this, because it did sound very strained. And you were doing a lot of weird things with your vowels again this week, and it's so bizarre because you weren't swallowing them necessarily this week. Like, they weren't going towards the back of your throat. You were, like, doing just these weird things with them, like, night, or, like, you. You were, like,
squeezing up your vowels. That is not an accurate portrayal of how
you. Okay, that's like a dramatized version, but what I'm saying is
that's insulting how you're doing.
No. That's an example. It's a dramatized version. Every teacher that I've ever had in my entire life dramatizes so that you kind of understand what you're doing. If you take it beyond, you know, what they actually did, then they're like, "Oh, yeah, I can hear that I kind of was doing that. Maybe not that bad, but like I was doing that." Those vowels were just a little weird for me. I didn't think it was that bad though. Like, I mean, I thought that you, I don't know. It wasn't that bad, but it wasn't that great.
You go on for 5 minutes and it's bad. And then you're like, I don't think it was that bad. I think and then you don't even have anything nice to say about it.
I said it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that good. What do you want from me? It could have been a lot worse.
You say something nice.
Well, I'm not going to. I'm sorry.
Autumn wanted the dolce. She wanted the warm cookies and milk. That's what she's trying to say.
That is what I wanted.
That's what I got.
Now it's a race thing with you.
What?
Okay, let's get on to the last big band performance tonight. The last one for the big band songs is Silver Soulbird. Should Clary, would you like to introduce?
You've already done my job for me.
That's so true.
This is the most amazing, totally didn't deserve to be in the bottom three last week.
Didn't vote for!
Shut up, it was tactical. I knew that she'd be safe. Damn you. Silver Soulbird.
That's a good introduction.
Silver Soulbird.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Chase your cares away. Hallelujah, get happy before the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're gonna be going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's quiet and peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, get happy, your cares fly away. Shout hallelujah, get happy, get ready for your judgment day. Come on, get happy, chase your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy, get ready for the judgment day. Sun is shining, come on. Hallelujah, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready for the judgment day.
Oh my God, that was Silver Soulbird. That was so awesome. The only person who could bring me back to the days when I was just a little boy in the 20s listening to Christmas carols on the radio. It's awesome. How did you like it, Clary?
I like you. I think you're awesome. Anyway, that was a pretty damn good performance. Silver Soulbird so does not deserve to be in the bottom three, like, ever, like, you guys are all stupid for not voting for her. I'm not talking to, like, Autumn Dillon or Blackjack. I'm talking to the people at home, sitting there in their chairs, not voting. How dare you? Who do you think you are? Oh, anyway, no, this was bloomin' awesome. It was just bloody great. Like, it's so much improved from the first version. Your timings were a lot better than your first version, and you hit the low notes a lot better than you did in your first version, and your energy was so much better. You sounded like you were really praising the Lord. Like, hallelujah, damn, woo! Hallelujah, damn, doesn't really work, does it?
No, that doesn't work. No,
it's a You're going very to hell. Bad juxtaposition there. Anyway, this was just damned brilliant. I freaking loved it. Yeah.
Autumn, I hear you giggling back there. Were you? What are you?
I was tickling.
So ecstatic. Oh, I really liked this. I really did.
I want to
say some things about it, but I know that Dylan's going to be like, man, you said it was good, and then you continued it.
This is what
I am going to anyway.
So go ahead.
But I am going to anyway, so... I thought that your timing was a little bit off in the beginning. Actually, Claire and I were speaking about it right before we started recording this. But it's so weird. It fixed itself, like, right after the first verse. One thing, I thought that you could have just sounded a little bit happier. Like, that wasn't the emotion that I was getting from it. Like, it was really energized and like, come on, get happy! But it wasn't, like, happy sounding. I don't know. So that was... You know, but otherwise, I really liked your diction, because a lot of singers don't realize, but using good diction, like really hitting those consonants, it really throws the voice and actually helps you project your voice and sing better, helps you support more, because sets you up for those vowels. So good job on that. Nice job. You better not be in the bottom this week. Someone talk,
let's go
please.
To someone who I know for sure definitely voted for Silver Solber. Dylan, what'd you think?
Don't call me out like that after I said read in the back. I did vote for you. I don't think you should have been in the bottom, but the thing with you is, for my money, you have I'd say the top three best singers on VH. I think you're amazing. I thought you sounded plenty happy, especially at the end. It built so nicely at the end. Your voice sounded great on this. This is one of my favorite things from you, I think. I love you.
This is freaking awesome. All right, and so shall we go on to the X Factor rounds of X Factor?
Yay!
This is insane. This is like a parallel universe. Oh my god. First up's gonna be Pharaoh with his first XO.
Clary, who are you introducing?
Clary, who's your first up for the X Factor song?
God, I don't know. I really don't know. Okay.
I'm drowning.
Right. It's Pharaoh.
Pharaoh.
I sit and wait. Does an angel contemplate my fate? And do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it all, she offers me protection, a light of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong. And down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break me. When I come to go, she won't forsake me, 'cause I'm loving. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know I'll always be blessed with love. And as the feeling grows, she breathes flesh to my bones. And when the love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it all, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong. And down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break. Some loving angels instead. Thank you. And through it all, she offers me protection. A lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong. And down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know the life won't break me. When I come to call, she won't forsake me. Some loving angel swims there.
And that was Angels by Jessica Simpson.
No, it was Rocky Copper.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't even know this song. Clary, would you like to give your input?
Yes, it was by Robbie Williams. Or do you mean my critique? It's by Robbie Williams, who was a guest mentor on season 5.
Oh, funny that.
Of The X Factor. Well, he was.
Yes, yes.
He was. And he performed on stage with Olly Murs.
So Robbie Williams' songs would count, correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Nice to know.
Do you want me to give my critique now? Well.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Okay. Tonight, Pharaoh, you really needed to bring it because you weren't very good last week. And you know that. You know that. So that's not just me being really mean. But I don't really think... I'm not really sure if you've done enough to sort of stay safe this week. Because I did really, really like Sway. I really, really did. But this... The problem with this song is that it's so iconic. It really is. I don't know, maybe not so much in America, but it is here. Like, it's one of the biggest songs, like, ever. Which, strangely, never got to number one. But anyway, it is. It's such a massive, massive song, and so many people do it. People do it all the time at karaoke and are terrible at it. People do it as their audition song for, like, X Factor or Britain's Got Talent or any of those other shows, and they just can't do it justice. Nobody can do this song justice. I've never heard anyone do this song justice, ever. Robbie Williams is the only person so far that I've heard that can do this song. And I'm afraid that you have fallen into the category of people that really should not do this song. I'm so sorry. I really don't want to be mean to you because I like you. But it just did not work at all. There were so many notes that you really sort of went for it, which was really good. But then you just didn't hit all of the notes. And at times you were sort of doing your own little improvisation that didn't work. And it was just a bit, bits of it were just flat. And it just, oh my God, it just did not work. I'm so sorry. I really am. I think you're going to be in danger this week. I really do.
No. Sorry. Autumn, would you like your chance to have it, Pharaoh? What do you think?
I didn't like this. I think that there were a lot of things that were just pretty obviously not that great about it that I don't need to point out. And I'm just going to say that I just wasn't a big fan of it. I felt like you needed to find a more comfortable key because it was just, like, right in your passaggio, your, like, the break in your range, just, like, right there. And so it was like you were trying to push up, like, right towards the brink of your range, but it just got yelly and flat instead of, like, I don't know, belting. I don't know. I don't think the belting... is a good technique anyway, so just play with the key more, I guess. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's the song.
All right,
that's what Clary thinks.
Well, Dylan, compared to his Britney Spears submission, how do you feel
compared to Britney Spears? This was Pavarotti. But the thing is, there was too much fudge cake in this. Like, as Claire made the comparison earlier with the vocal cords having sex with each other, there was too much of that going on, and you got better about it, and it got worse. But here's the problem. I don't believe that you can win at this point. I think being in the bottom three so much early on took the wind out of your sails. I think you're going through the motions. But you can win this. You're as good, if not better, than anyone else on this show. Phenomenal. I want you to come out every week like you can win, and I will... rip both Claire and Autumn apart on Sing It this week for the harsh critiques they gave you. Although
I do agree. Can I just point out that I do think that Pharaoh is an amazing singer. I think he's brilliant. I'm so glad when I got him on my team. I think he's amazing, and I do think that he has the potential to win. It's just that he's just not been great recently.
My critique and try to salvage yourself now.
Oh, shut up.
Can I just point out that I don't have to sing on Sing It this week, so
we need more Pharaoh love.
Can I just point out this show comes out after Sing It, so by this week, I mean next week.
What do you mean you need more Pharaoh love? I put on a very not sexy voice to try and emphasize how sexy I thought it was. I love the way he says dance. That song was brilliant. He was just like, dance. I don't know.
The first song was good. I was happy that you'd recovered, but this song is a step in the wrong direction. But I still think you can win.
I think he's amazing. I love him.
I do too.
All right.
And the other thing I want to say... Okay.
Next up, let's listen to... Okay. No, don't. There's one other thing Dylan wanted to say.
I was just going to say that we're probably harder on him than anybody else. I never hear him complain.
That's true. I still love him. I would totally marry him if I could.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Don't tell Ben. Well, I would.
I want to hear Aria, guys. Do you want to hear Aria as much as I want to hear Aria?
I don't know. Is that
X Factor song?
Don't you mean Autumn?
Oh, wait.
Autumn.
I got to stop this.
Hey, guess what, guys? Aria's next.
It's like my show now. It's like... Yeah.
Okay. The Blackjack show. The Blackjack Factor.
He just came off Rhythmatic Revolution. He's
no.
Like, that was another amazing performance.
I've recorded in like 24 hours.
Listen, I'm going to listen.
Then let's listen to
Aria. It's Aria. Everyone knows.
Aria.
Light up, light up.
All right, Dylan, would you like to introduce who that just was?
You're doing it wrong, Copper.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fuck, I keep getting this backwards. That was just Aria.
That was just Aria.
It was just Aria.
It was just Aria. Who cares?
It was just Aria.
It's only Aria. Autumn, go.
Autumn, yo. I really, really liked this. I thought it was so expressive. We lost your low notes, but I know you're sick with some sort of bronchial something or other, so I'm not going to hold that against you. I thought it was really beautiful, so good job.
Okay, Dylan, the number one Aria fan, apparently.
The number one voice to rule them all. Let me tell you something, Aria. When I am sick, I make sure everybody knows, but I never know when you're sick because you don't complain, and I appreciate that about you. You've gotten so much better with emotion. This was so emotional. I loved everything you did with this. You sing it straight. There's one thing. There was one part where you said, you were like, you did some weird talky thing. You started singing, you were like, it was like a William Shatner thing, and I didn't like that so much. It was a little, like, overacty. It was like, not to cry. But everything else about this I loved. I think this is probably one of the top two performances of the night. I think this was amazing. And for you being
yeah,
sick,
and the other top performance was you again, so.
No, the other top performance was, never mind. Just shut up, Autumn. I'm trying to talk. Just, I'm done, whatever.
I don't think she was overacting or being William Shatner. I think that it was because she's sick.
Can I go now? Is it my turn?
Clary's turn, guys.
Yeah. Yes. Guys, my turn. I thought this was really good. I keep going on about this, and I'm sorry, but I really love your high notes. They're so pretty. They're so nice. And you did kind of give out on them a little bit, but I obviously, like you said, you are sick, so I'm gonna forgive you that because you did hit them and they did sound really pretty. I just wish they were a bit more that you held them for a bit longer. I wasn't really a big fan of your improvisation at the end. It was kind of okay, but it didn't really match up very nicely for me, to be honest. But I did really, really like your emotion. I loved your emotion. You did. I don't think it was overacted or put on or anything. I think I liked it when you
said
the
that one
sad
part.
Cry. Well, I don't care.
Yeah,
shut
Dylan,
up.
Well, whatever.
You're wrong.
The improvisations at the end were amazing.
Look,
two against one. Yeah, the improvisations I really liked. Sorry, Claire.
Okay. Well, like I say.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not finished.
I was like, we're running together. Ah!
I have one more thing to say. One more thing. It may just be like, and maybe you guys like don't. If you don't know if anybody who doesn't know the song very well might not really mind, but it did kind of bother me that you got the timing wrong on why you can't raise your voice to say. It should be why you can't raise your voice.
Okay, you don't
to
need
to
an example, Claire. First
like
of
that.
All, second of all, I performed this song live as well, and I know that she got it wrong, but it was like a choice she made.
Well,
and I'm
I know.
A good
well,
job
I'm just saying,
it
really, it's just because the Snow Patrol don't do it, and that but they say it, they don't do it like that, and Leona Lewis doesn't do it like that, and
that
so it just really,
I know,
I'm just, it
well,
just didn't
Aria
work. It just really,
like
it just, it was a little bit, it was just a little bit off.
Okay, I'm breaking this up.
Sometimes things like that work. Sometimes it works, and I just don't think it did. It's just my opinion. Damn you!
Throwing in the flag. Throwing in the flag. People are waiting on a rhythmatic revolution listen after this plug. Okay. So, guys, Aria, two great performances. Be sure to vote for her because I will cry if I see her in the bottom next week. Okay. All right. Dylan, would you like to introduce your next contestant?
My next contestant is once again Miriam, and she's going to be singing Miley The Climb, which was done by Joe McElderry. In
he was rubbish. I never voted for him. Oh.
He was rubbish.
Miriam.
I can almost see it. That dream I'm dreaming. There's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach. Step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no
keep our head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. Always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side.
That was another amazing performance.
That was Miriam. Don't joke. This song holds a special place in my heart. I know it does to you too. How do you like it?
I like the zombies in the background. Seeing. I love the big notes you had. I could tell you were sick this week. Kudos to you for still doing two songs. When the key change happened towards the end, the transition was a little rocky, but then you moved into it and it sounded fine. I liked the big notes again. I thought you sounded good. It was pitched in a weird way that made the background very sketchy. But it was good. You did a good job.
There's always going to be another battle.
Sorry.
Larry, how did you feel about the X Factor? That was the X Factor original background.
Nobody asked me. I did say, but that's only when they're like really different. Because sometimes they're different. Like if Aria done the Snow Patrol if she had done the original version of Run, that would have been the Snow Patrol version, and that would have been wrong. But like this Miley Cyrus version, as I understand it, is like no different to the Joe McElderry version. So,
well, it is different. And don't write rules if we don't have to follow them.
Oh, you know that my rules are really loosey goosey.
You want me to bring up the Robbie Williams thing on the record?
No.
Okay. Then.
There's no Robbie Williams thing to bring up.
Clary.
I changed my mind. I reserve critique. This is my show, and I deserve
change
the right
your
to
mind
change my
for
mind.
Your own contestant after telling me you tell something totally different.
That's because he did Angels without asking me. I didn't have any choice.
On Claire's show, if you ask her, you get screwed over. messed over. I don't know if screwed is a cuss word. Messed over.
Let's stay on track here. I'm sure Miriam would appreciate some.
Doesn't matter because Reed isn't in the show anymore anyway.
Okay. Oh, come on.
Why you got to bring that up?
I'm going to Autumn.
Okay.
Autumn.
I'll come back to me later.
I did not like this.
Okay.
Of course not.
I didn't like it. It was really strange sounding. Whatever, Dylan. Tell me that you liked it. Tell me
since
honestly,
you've had one contestant you left, you've hated everybody but your one contestant because you're threatened.
No,
you
that's
threatened.
Not true. That's not
you're
true.
You're threatened.
I like it when people are good, and I don't like it when people are bad. Yeah, I went there. I said it.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think
good,
this was very
fool.
Good. No, you're such a liar right now. I can see your pants on fire hanging from a telephone wire. it's just really strange sounding. And once again, it's just so bizarre to me because like when I'm sick, I can't strain. Like I have to sing correctly, like with good technique or else I physically cannot do it.
Perfect. I can't
kudos
use
to you.
That technique.
No, I mean, I can't because it hurts too much. I know you're sick, so. I mean, there's going to be obvious things, but it just was really strange. I mean, it was what it was, so.
People listening can tell you're talking out of your ass, you're behind, because they just heard how good Miriam was, and the votes will reflect that.
Can I do mine now?
I'm sure the votes will be in Miriam's favor.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that they will
let's
be correct in
their opinions.
They will
reflect
opinions. That.
Clary.
Yeah, let's get back to me.
Clary.
Yes.
Clary.
I am going to agree with Autumn.
You two are always ganging up on me.
Because this did seem like, you know, it again, it's like we're going back to the beginning of where we were with you, where, you know, we found your voice was kind of occasionally harsh and kind of shouty sounding. It wasn't really so much shouty, but it was quite harsh. There was nothing sort of gentle about it, and you could have like started off doing this more gentle sort of singing
she
that
did.
Autumn was talking about. No, I don't really think it was.
No,
though.
She didn't.
No, she didn't.
She hadn't.
And again, the backing backing vocals were just really distracting. And yeah, it was. I did like your emotion. I thought your emotion was good, but you know, otherwise, I don't think this is really up to your usual standard. I'm afraid. I'm sorry. I didn't really like
it. Let's see what the votes say. That's all I have to say.
No, I'm sure that people will vote for you because I know that you run a very good campaign over in not necessarily
people vote for her because she's good. Don't take discredit her by saying people vote for her because she's campaigning.
She's good. No, she is good.
She's good. She's a good singer. This was bad.
She is a good singer, but I do know that there's a very good campaign going for her as well. And that does help. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm done.
Okay. So,
Princess Clary, would you like to introduce the last contestant for tonight?
Yes, the last contestant, singing a Leona Lewis song again. She's so popular. Is Silver Soulbird.
Silver Soulbird.
Coming home to round up the night, that was Silver Soulbird. How much did you like this, Clary?
Oh my god, I could, like, die over this song. I love it. I love this. It's not just the song. I do like the song, but this was so good. It was just so, so good. I wanted to cry. It was just so pretty, and it was just so well done, and it was so much better than my version. I thought it was so amazing. I loved it. I loved it. She's so perfect.
I'm sure the fake crying really helps emphasize that point.
I know. I'm like, it's not fake crying. In the back of my eyes, there is a little tingling.
Oh.
And I am being like 100% truly honest. I'm so, so good. So good.
Would you pass the Leona Lewis crown on to Solbird?
What Leona Lewis crown?
The one that you currently have on.
Oh, no, that's the
never
run
mind,
crown.
Never mind.
That's the run crown. That's the run crown. That's mine. Even if people do it better than me, that's still mine.
I loved this. I have no notes.
How much did you love it? Yeah. Okay.
I loved it. No I have notes. No notes.
Whoa.
I know. It's nice. Amazing. Sorry.
Dylan, how happy are you that Autumn has no notes for this?
So happy. Listen.
Fuck you.
I say this every week, but again, this is another song I hate that you made me not hate. You've been consistently the best on the show week to week. I've never heard a performance of yours I didn't like. And as much as I said, I'm glad I saved you this week, because the fact that you're in the bottom three is a travesty, and I had a reputation to uphold. And you did not deserve to be in the bottom three. And if you'd have gone home, that would have made this show fail.
Yeah, it would have been poopy. It
but about this performance, fail. You did a great job.
Yes, a great job.
A great job.
This is maybe one of my favorite performances of the entire season. And again, I sing a lot because I hate this song.
Yes, this is one of his favorite performances of the entire
Shut
season.
Shut up, Autumn.
Singing it, and he hates this song.
She still has to talk even when she doesn't have anything to say.
She still has to talk, even when she doesn't have anything to say.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to close this. That's it, folks.
You're supposed to ask us who our favorite
question is. Great episode tonight.
Ask us who our favorites are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who were your favorites of tonight? Princess Clary.
Oh, how without a doubt, Silver Soul Bird, with first time ever I saw your face. It was amazing. It takes a lot for me to say that it was better than my version, so, yeah.
Okay, I won't count that as cheating. That's a legit vote. Autumn, what was yours for the best one of the night?
I'm going to have to say Silver Soulbird, but Aria was a close second, very close second.
Oh my god, and Dylan, what was your favorite tonight?
I had two favorites. First were Reed's farewell songs, and also Silver Soulbird.
Yeah. She's the best.
If she is in the bottom three again this week, I'm going to ban everybody from VH that did not vote.
I'm cracking skulls if she's in the bottom.
Okay, now I'm going to close this.
Silver Soulbird.
You can close the show now. We shall say
all
goodbye.
Right. Thank you all for listening. Be sure to vote.
Vote.
Send in your emails. Send in the Google Docs thing. Read the forum. It tells you how to vote. And, yeah. Thanks. Bye.
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 Wave, Dylan. That's it. Wave. Happy wave.
Bye.
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 Bye.